The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
And of course, we have Madam Rohayu in the studio with us. And we are just about a month away from the announcement of Singapore's budget this year. And the date is February 18. And that's when we'll learn more about the government's proposed spending plans and any new policies. And of course, we'll be wondering as well, what role can the Singapore public play in this budget process? And did you know you can actually give your comments to the government? That's all part of the annual feedback exercise done by REACH, which is the lead agency in facilitating this whole of government efforts to engage and connect with citizens. But what happens with all this feedback? How does it all get collected and how does it get passed on to where it matters? So we're going to get some insights into this with Madam Rohayu Mazam. She is the Vice Chairman of the REACH Supervisory Panel and a Member of Parliament for Jurong GRC. Morning, Rohayu.
Good morning, guys. Such a pleasure to be here again.
Well, it's a very busy time of the year for you. You actually wear multiple hats. You're also a lawyer in your day job and you're also a mum of a young kid.
Yes.
So the start of the year must be the busiest time for you.
Exciting with the start of school and getting on to all the activities that's happening at the grassroots. So that's just, it's a busy period.
All right, Rohayu. So some people might not be aware of how REACH works. So give us a bit more context and background behind this organization. It had its start in 1985. How has it evolved since then?
Yes. So REACH is actually the National Engagement Unit, Engagement and Feedback Unit under the Ministry of Communications and Information. And basically, it takes in feedback and everything that the Singaporeans give, through the different channels. We have a lot of engagement platforms. And what we have been doing over the years really is trying to get a lot of information from Singaporeans so that they can also contribute towards policy making. So, for example, in 2019, we reached out to about 61,000 Singaporeans through face-to-face conversations, through our listening points, as well as to our dialogue sessions, over 26 dialogue sessions and 100 listening points. And this allowed for us to gain a lot of feedback. And for the dialogue sessions, for example, I think about 5,000 participants over the period, and 70% were actually there for the first time. And this is like 20% more than 2018. So this really showed how we are reaching out to a lot of people. And the feedback that's given is actually very useful.
Okay, what have been some of the new ways that REACH has been using to reach out?
Oh, we're all talking digital now, right? And people go online. So people do give us email feedback and all that. But now what we have created is also the WhatsApp groups. So they can actually give their feedback through the WhatsApp groups. And it's about 666 participants now. So as and when also when hot topics come, they would also give their points of views on matters. And I think this really helps. It's on the go kind of feedback because it's just whipping out your phone and just sending it to, that WhatsApp group, and that allows for that conversation to go on.
Okay, so of course every year when budget comes around, before budget, you run this annual exercise to collect the feedback, and this runs for 6 weeks. It ends tomorrow. Walk us through what that process is like. How do you collect the feedback? Is it a questionnaire type of process? How do you actually collect everything and pass it on?
So we have listening points, for example, a few listening points dedicated towards getting feedback for purposes of budget. So we've gone to the Raffles Place area. We've actually recently done inaugural one in VJC to get feedback from the youth. And really the whole point is to ask them specific questions, to give them some insights and info about some of the themes and the discussion points within the budget, and to hear from the public what their thoughts are. We've also had a pre-budget conversation with Minister Indrani as well as Minister of State Sam Tan, who's also the chairman of REACH, to garner feedback from about 120 participants, and one-third of whom were youth. So that was good. And so this is the way we've been gathering the feedback, and also through our new WhatsApp channel.
Okay, of course, I'm wondering, you get a lot of feedback. The volume is going to be huge. What type of volumes are we talking about? How much do you get?
So far, from the listening points, we've gotten about 1,600 plus sort of respondents being involved, and 120 participants at the dialogues. We have about 600 plus participants within the WhatsApp group. So this is the numbers of participants, but of course the feedback that they give, you know, comes from very various points. Few of them will give few points, and that you can imagine how substantive.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering how much of it is actually useful and usable, and not just rants and complaints.
Yeah, so there's actually been, I suppose, over the years, there's been some sort of maturity, I feel, in also the participants who contribute towards through the Reach's portals. Mm. And they really take time to give insights that are relevant to the current trends. Reach does take time to also assess and channel accordingly to the different ministries, especially if these are like the ongoing feedback. But for budget, you know, Reach works together with MOF to really screen the ones, to really assess, to see what we can take in. And you see this happening even in Budget 2019, because I think there was some feedback about how, you know, we need to be more inclusive, more caring society. Then you saw the budget talking about
philanthropy was a big part of it last
year. And that was also part that came up in the budget, S3KS, and also how we could support the SMEs with on the digital front, and SME Go Digital also came up as part of the budget. So a lot of the things do come up from the feedback from people. But I suppose what we must understand is that the budget is something that is built on over years, right? It is a multi-year financial plan that actually prepares us for the future. So it doesn't mean that the feedback is given and then not seen in the budget, that it's not taken in, because it's also something that may not be suitable for that time. So we encourage participants to just still continue giving their feedback, and where appropriate, you know, we would see some of those changes happening over time. And we have seen that. So that's very encouraging. And I think the participants also keep coming back because they see that there's value in them giving them the feedback and in actually participating in that process of also building the policies together with the policymakers.
Yeah, this is a very good point, because budget is just 1 month away and some people have question marks. I'm giving my feedback now. How does it actually influence what I'm going to be hearing 1 month on? Is it now too late for them to give feedback?
Well, it's never too late, because really it is work in progress constantly. And now, you know, being in Parliament, you know, after the budget comes out, we also have the Committee of Supply debates. Mm-hmm. And the budget is the broad picture, but there are many specifics in each ministry's work and on all the different policies and programs. And oftentimes we actually have that opportunity to question, to ask. And even if it doesn't get sort of adjusted immediately, you see the changes happen over time. And a lot of the developments of all different policies have really come from feedback from the ground. So I find that encouraging. Yeah.
So Rahayu, looking at the type of data you've been getting, the feedback you've been hearing, what have been some of the hot button issues you've been hearing from this year? Anything different from the past few years?
Mm. Largely, people are still concerned about their day-to-day bread and butter issues. We're seeing feedback from the three main themes of support for workers, support for families, and so support for seniors. So these are some of the areas that we're looking at. And so, for example, under the support for workers, we see a lot of feedback coming from them realising, you know, that there is that issue of the need for upskilling, and how the economy is changing and all that, but also the challenges that they face in trying to go through those trainings, either time constraints or also the ability to get manpower to cover them. Employers also being worried that, you know, if they train their workers, then the workers will leave and then there goes their investments. So this is these are some of the things that we are hearing from that group of discussions relating to the workers. So it's really about what more support could be provided to actually help workers with the upskilling and retraining. Then when we talk about supporting the seniors, we've seen this about how the seniors are facing challenges in getting employment. There's been feedback about how we can incentivize companies to continue hiring. It's something the government has responded to in, you know, increasing the retirement age and all. So these are some of the areas. Some seniors have also said, you know, in terms of the courses and training, perhaps something that is in a form and language that is something that they are easier for them, because some of them face those challenges. So we see that at that front. We have families and also feedback on supporting families of making the queues for BTO even faster and giving more housing grants, you know, so that it'd be more affordable. Support for caregiving, you know, we have kids, right? And because that's always a challenge, or to encourage people to have more kids by actually helping them going through that, you know, better subsidies for childcare and all that. So these are some of the specific sort of topics.
A lot of bread and butter concerns and the feedback, right? So actually, a lot of people are also looking out for the goodies. Alluded to some of them. Are you getting more feedback and requests this year? Are you hearing, you know, higher expectation of goodies this year? And even maybe the word elections being used in your WhatsApp channels?
Well, we've seen some of that coming. But generally, the feedback has been fairly substantive in terms of how specifically the government can come in to support. And the point really is we want to make the living environment, you know, and that working a positive experience. So people have been giving very substantive feedback on that. I think it's very natural for people to kind of expect goodies because that's how, you know, the budget has evolved over time. But as I said earlier, the budget is really about our financial plan that places us and makes us ready for the future. It also reflects our priorities, our strategies as a nation.
Long-term priorities.
Yeah. So I think it is a matter of actually trying to figure out how that also fits in the whole thing. There's also the GST that has been announced, and that has been of concern. So people are wondering what support and whether more substantive and more sustainable support can be given. And that is also something that the government has looked at with the GST offset package that has been announced, that there will be something that will be said. So in a way, there will be, I suppose, some positive news that we're looking forward to. But I think at the back of the minds, people should appreciate and understand that it is a bigger plan, something that is meant for us to be able to sustain Singapore in the long run.
Okay, of course, GST is set to rise from 7% to 9%, so a lot of interest in that. Also, the government has been trying to do this, attract youths to be interested in budget, and that's something that's been stepping up in recent years. You might remember the finance ministry hired some influencers on social media to try and create some buzz. Are you seeing this translate so far in the feedback exercise? Are you getting them, you know, participating more, giving more thoughts and comments? Is that one of your big demographics?
We have had efforts in doing more targeted approach. Like, for example, we went to Victoria Junior College to actually have a listening post. And we've been doing that consistently over time through the IHLs, the different institutes of higher learning. And yes, we have seen a lot of more interest in young people. So our recent pre-budget conversation, for example, but 1/3 of them were young people. And it's very heartening to hear the feedback and comments, because you'd think that youth will only be interested in things
what do they care about?
Yeah, that's right, right? Like only things that relate to them. But it's interesting that they actually do care and give feedback about things that are beyond their interest. Mm. So about seniors, about families. So in fact, at VJC, some of the interesting things, they think that there should be more information about parenting, about taking care of young, how can young families survive, you know, as was the tips and all that. And they care about the seniors, the environment. So I think that's heartening, because I think for them it's beneficial, because I think it gives them that context as to what are some of the other things that's happening beyond them.
So I'm hearing sustainability is a big thing now.
And
actually, a lot of kids are correcting what parents are doing, using less straws and plastic bags.
Are your kids doing that to you?
A lot of my friends' kids are doing that. So that's something I think we all can learn from. Looking at the budget 2020, there's going to be 5 key themes. I'm going to run through them: security and external relations, business growth, training and employment, support for families, and support for seniors. Give us a bit of an overview. Which key pillar do you hear the most feedback from? What are people most concerned about?
Yeah, so far, with regards to the workers, you know, and the working environment and industries, because that's something that I think we talk about a lot, especially here at the radio station, about how, you know, the economy is changing, and there's been a lot of efforts in actually doing the industry transformation maps, and people are also interested in seeing how that will pan out and what would, that would translate to them. So also had concerns from the seniors, because we are a growing population, and we do see a lot of them still being able to work and having challenges being in, you know, being able to continue to sustain that activity because of, you know, concerns from employers and all that. So that's something that we need to continue to work on. And of course, families, young families, because I think the sandwich class is something that's often spoken about because they have children to care for, but they also have elderly to worry about. So there are a lot of requests and issues that relate to this about how the government can support them better.
The budget is going to be unveiled on February 18, just 1 month away. You've been doing this six-week engagement exercise to collect feedback. Remember how you just wrap things up. How can listeners share their feedback with One More Day to Go? Where can they go for this?
Yes, they can go to the website at reach.gov.sg/budget2020, and that's really, you know, you can click on the mode that you wish to give your feedback on, and we welcome all feedback because it's still never too late. And I think Reach actually itself is an ongoing platform, so please feel free to give their feedback, and I think that would be very useful because I think it is only when we give constructive feedback that we can make Singapore better.
And they can still sign up for the WhatsApp channel on your website.
Yes, yeah.
So of course this will be tracking what's being unveiled on the actual day as well, so you can continue to give feedback as the budget process and the budget is being unveiled on the day itself. We've been chatting with Rahayu Mazam. She is the Vice Chairman of the REACH Supervisory Panel and Member of Parliament for Jurong GRC. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.